Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, God gave me a revelation about being blessed. And people ask me, how are you? And I have said it so many thousands and thousands of times that I'm blessed that I can't help it. I'm in front of unbelievers. And they'll say, how are you today? And I say, oh, I'm blessed. And boy, they just look at me. I don't do it on purpose. It's just in my heart. I am blessed. And it gives me many opportunities to minister the Word of God. You need to get to where the Word of God just literally becomes a part of you, and you don't have to put it on. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to be something else. It's just a part of you. I know that most of you in here, the reason that you've come to this meeting is because you are desiring these supernatural results, and yet many of you aren't doing what the Word of God says to get it. It's not enough to bootleg the gospel off of me or off of some preacher. You need to get to where you know the Word of God. If you don't know it, well, then take my materials and learn it and get those things and point you in the right direction, but then make it yours. Get to where you know what the Word of God says. And it will overcome the negativism of this world. It'll overcome the doubt and the unbelief, this coldness that seeks to make your love grow cold. It'll make you red hot when you're in the Word of God. I remember when I was drafted and I went into the Army, and I could give you a lot of reasons for this, but boy, I was persecuted unmercilessly. They hated me. I had people. I would walk into the mess hall and sit down, and everybody at that table would leave because I had witnessed to them, and man, they didn't want to hear about it, and they treated me like the plague. I'd walk into the barracks and people would be talking, and I'd walk in and everybody, shh, and they'd all get quiet and they'd leave. And it was just pitiful. And I was feeling lonely and discouraged, and nobody liked me. And I remember I was fighting discouragement and everybody else. I was at Fort Dix, New Jersey, right underneath the Verrazano Narrow Bridge in New York. And everybody on weekend leave went to New York City and partied on their leave. And you know what I did? I just stayed in my barracks. I was the only person there, and I laid on my bunk and studied the Word for 8 hours. And after reading the Word for 8 hours, I could have run through a troop or leapt over a wall, is the way that David said it. Man, I was stronger than horseradish. I was praising God. I was excited. I mean, I was just fired up, and the only thing that happened was I just got in the Word and I began to start thinking about what God said instead of what people said, and I was out of it. I didn't have to take a pill. I took the gospel. I'm telling you, if you aren't in perfect peace, your mind hasn't been stayed upon God. Oh, but you don't know what's happened in my family. No, your mind hasn't been stayed upon God. You don't know what the banker has said. No, your mind isn't stayed on God. Jesus was in perfect peace, even hanging on the cross in extreme agony. He had love flowing through him and turned around and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And God has given us that exact same power. There's no reason that we shouldn't be operating in this peace, but it's because we haven't been meditating in the Word day and night. You can't release something that you haven't received, and most of us haven't received the revelation. The world is making a bigger impact. It's having more influence on us than the gospel is because we aren't meditating in the Word day and night. This is the first day of 2010. You know what? You ought to, if you're the kind that make a New Year's resolution, you ought to make a New Year's resolution that this year you are going to get into the Word of God. You are going to read it from cover to cover. I couldn't even tell you how many Christians have never read the whole Bible, and yet they say they believe it and they hadn't even read it. One of the things that I do in my class in the Bible school is we make our students read the Bible. Novel thought. And I've had people come to our Bible school that have been through multiple seminaries and said they have never used the Bible as a book, as a textbook. They used all of these other things. And many of them have never read the Bible. I would say probably the majority of the people who come to our Bible school have never read the Bible through cover to cover. That's a shame. And every time I'll have somebody say, well, you're legalistic. You're telling me, I said, look, you can call it whatever you want to, but if you go to our Bible school, you are at least going to read the Bible before you graduate. Say what you want to, call me legalistic, but if you go to a Bible school, you ought to at least read the Bible. All you got to do is read 3 chapters in the Old Testament and 1 chapter in the New Testament every day, and you will read the Bible through once and the New Testament through twice in 1 year. That's how simple it is. There's nothing hard to that. You need to know what's in the Word of God. And I know somebody, well, I don't have time for that. Just turn off the television for 20 minutes a day. You could live without it. I guarantee you, any person in here could read the Bible through in 1 year. I've read it through hundreds of times. And I was telling, I think it was David just the other day, that I am getting more out of the Word of God. It is more alive to me. I'm getting more fresh revelation from the Word of God than I have ever had in my life. And I have been studying it day and night for 41 years. And it is still alive. I am going to scriptures that I have preached on. I have written commentary on it. I've studied those scriptures hundreds and hundreds of times, and I'm seeing brand new things out of it. This is a living word. You can't ever get all of this. Your little peanut brain can never get everything that's in the Word of God. You can study it every day from now until the rest of your life, and you'll still be getting new things out of it. If anybody feels that you've got the Word figured out and that you don't need to read it anymore, that just shows how little you know. The more you know of the Word of God, the more it comes alive, the more you'll recognize that, man, I need the Word of God. I need to understand this. One of the things that I consider to be the greatest compliment, I had somebody do it this week, come up and say, man, since I've been listening to you, the Word of God has come alive to me. I love the Word of God. They are so excited about it. Man, I love that. Because if you love the Word, if you can get in and feed yourself, you will move beyond the place where you just have to have somebody else do everything for you. But you can start feeding yourself and you can start being one of the ones that blesses other people. Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I know I'm speaking to people in here that the Word of God is not preeminent in your life. And yet you're desiring all of the results that come from sowing this incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and yet you aren't sowing the seed. That's just as foolish as a person who wants a harvest and never plants the seed, who wants a child and yet never has a relationship with a man. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have a surrogate birth. You're going to have somebody else conceive your seed for you and then let you raise it. That's not the way that God wants it to be. God wants every one of you to be able to receive. You know, let me just say, I was trying to get over to Matthew chapter 11. Let me just summarize this very quickly and I'll quit because I spent a lot of time getting there. But in Matthew chapter 11 is an instance where John the Baptist was discouraged. He had been in prison, and it doesn't say in Scripture how long he's been there. I've tried to quantify this many times and I just haven't been able to figure out. But it's at least 6 months he had been in prison. He could have been in prison over a year. And here is this guy who is a fireball, who came on the scene, and he was so powerful, so anointed, so radical that in 6 months' time, he caused one of the greatest revivals in the history of the world. It said not only the Jews, but Idumea and all of the nations round about were prepared and ready for the Lord. And if you read the prophecies in Malachi, it says that I'll send you Elijah before the day that the Lord comes to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with the curse. It's implying that if John the Baptist hadn't have prepared the way, it'd have made people receptive to the gospel, that possibly if things would have gone differently, Jesus might have come and brought a curse to the earth. People would have rejected him. But it was John the Baptist's ministry that prepared the soil and made the people ready so that Jesus could come and fulfill what God wanted to do. It was critical. He was very, very important. And this man, in 6 months' period of time, turned multiple nations to the Lord. And then he got arrested by Herod and put in prison. And after either 6 months or whatever period of time in prison, in the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, he sends two of his disciples to Jesus and he says, "Are you the Messiah, or should we look for another?" Now, to understand how important that was, this man was the only person in Scripture who was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was still in his mother's womb. 6 months into the pregnancy, he was filled with the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 2. And so he was filled with the Holy Spirit, separated. He didn't go through a normal childhood. He didn't go through school. He didn't have girlfriends. He didn't have playmates and things like this. He didn't even grow up with his parents. He was out in the desert, raised by the Essenes, a very strict group that wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. And this man's entire life was devoted to God. He had no other interest, no other purpose, no family. He gave himself completely to God. And then the Lord had given him a sign. He says, "Upon whom you see the Holy Spirit descending in a physical form, that's the one. That's the Christ." And he saw the Holy Spirit come down on Jesus, and he proclaimed him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and took all of the people who had come to John and sent them after Jesus. And that was his only purpose in life. And here he is after being locked up in prison saying, "Did I miss it? Did I take this anointing that's on my life?" The only person in history who had ever been filled with the Holy Spirit while in his mother's womb. This critical issue of preparing the way for the Lord, did I blow it? Did I announce the wrong person? Are you the Christ? That's terrible. And it shows us a number of things. One of them is, if John the Baptist could doubt, any of us can doubt. There is a part of us that is completely human. And if you get over into your human flesh, I don't care who you are, all of us are capable of doubt and of fear and of being discouraged.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT25 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this gospel truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just cost a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000, it's closer actually to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.